Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Pamela Wood from the Baltimore Sun. The state legislature in Maryland wrapped up business. The governor is pleased about a few things, not very happy about some other things. Pamela Wood will give us all the details. 8:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. There's been a defector from North Korea. What is the West and what are the South Koreans learning from this defector? He'll tell us about that. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will join us from CNBC. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And everyone's going nuts about Colorado's decision from last year, by the way, to do away with a caucus straw poll system. And they did away with the idea back in 2002 of doing a traditional primary system and instead having caucuses that then feed into a state delegate convention to choose who would go to the national convention and nominate a president. Everyone's going nuts about it.
Yep.
And I want to know if you think that this whole idea of doing anything other than a primary voting process, like we do in Virginia and Maryland, anything other than that is in some way rigged or fixed or broken or unconstitutional or whatever it is. If you think that that's wrong and we should do nothing but a primary ballot box kind of situation to choose a nominee, give us a call, 888-630-9625. Make your case here, because I disagree. I think we're fine with this process. I think each state determines what they want to do, and that's just fine. And in this case, Colorado determined to do what they wanted to do. They had all the rules laid out up front, and it just took some organization and some participation in our process for people to get their vote heard. That's all. You know, forces people to participate, to know what's going on, not just show up on election day at their polling place and pull a lever and that's it. What do you think? 888-630-9625. Here's Donald Trump real fast.
Next Tuesday, you're going to go out and vote. You ever hear them where they say, it doesn't matter who you vote for. This is a great democracy. What we found out in Colorado and in other places, this is not a democracy like we're supposed to have. We're going to make it a better democracy. We're not going to have rigged elections.
Gee, you know what? Also, if you'd like to chime in on that statement that you just heard and tell me what, I'm not going to comment on it. I'm just going to play it again or a portion of it. And you tell me what's wrong with this statement.
This is a great democracy. What we found out in Colorado and in other places, this is not a democracy like we're supposed to have.
So tell me what's wrong with that statement, 888-630-9625.
All right, so here's the thing. First of all, anybody who says that that Ted Cruz stole this thing doesn't understand the system. And a chief among them, apparently, is Donald Trump and his campaign. They didn't understand the system, and they have not been very good about understanding the rules of running for the Republican nomination. Ted Cruz's campaign, by the way, has been almost flawless in the way they have grasped their knowledge of this situation. So, I mean, Ted Cruz followed the rules. The rules were very clearly known, and Donald Trump had every opportunity to work the system and work the rules just as effectively as Ted Cruz did. So Ted Cruz didn't steal anything, and the Donald is mistaken when he says that.
Okay,
so get that out of the way. Now, the other part of it is I don't really like this system. I disagree with you, Larry. I like this idea of actually waiting until everybody's made their case. I don't even like early voting. I think we ought to just wait until it's time to go. Everybody makes their case up in the last second, and at the appointed day, we go to the polls and we vote, and we do it that way. I think that when you start getting into the caucus system, it can be run, and there's some sort of non-uniformity issues with caucuses. This caucus
in Colorado.
I know, but Colorado's a little different. But I mean, generally, I don't like caucuses. I like elections. I like people going to the ballot box, casting their ballot in the old-fashioned way. I think that there are people who probably wouldn't get involved in a caucus who still want to cast their ballot. and would still like to have their opinions
known. Oh, I bet there are. That's part of my problem with the open primary system is that you got people, first of all, uninformed voters. You've got people who aren't even Republicans choosing who the Republican nominee should be. Mm-hmm. And also, all of the voter fraud issues that we have on General Election Day, all the concerns that we have about shenanigans at the ballot box, mm-hmm. that all can happen at the primary process, too. It doesn't happen in the same way when you're sitting in a room and you're participating in a selection process. I think this process actually better mirrors our representative republic that we have in this country because, well, I'm sort of giving away what's wrong with Donald Trump's statement that we heard just now. But what about you? What do you think? Do you agree with Donald Trump or do you actually, you know what? Forget that. Forget I even brought Donald Trump in because it isn't about Donald Trump. It's about this process that mm-hmm. we have. Do you agree with me that there's nothing wrong with what Colorado did? And in fact, I'd be okay with other states doing it. Or do you agree with Brian that it really should just be a primary system? Mm-hmm. Let's go to Sam in Woodbridge. You're first up on WMAL. Go, Sam.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, honestly, the first time I saw this, I had a turn in my stomach on it because you know, as that one verse in the Bible says, avoid all appearance of evil. Not necessarily that there were shenanigans behind the scenes, but certainly when you have something along the line of caucuses where the party politic within the state can bring up the rules and everything, I think that it opens itself much more toward being influenced by those political players.
But when you say the – you lost me there for a minute when you say the party – can bring up the rules. I mean,
well, the Republican Party of each state obviously comes up with the rules and how
right.
the caucus will be executed and the rules that are, you know, within that.
Well,
and I think what to me at the end of the day, whatever most closely replicates the general election is what will gain the most credibility with the voting public. And I think that's what we have here is we have a huge gap in credibility, and I certainly think that Donald Trump has jumped on that to in his speeches to say this is a rigged system.
So because it looked bad, you think
yep.
that's the problem? Yeah. Okay, Sam, I get it. And listen, I said this yesterday in our interview with Myron York. It does look bad because the Colorado State Party didn't do a very good job explaining the changes that they made. How about Dave in Fairfax? You're next up on WMAL. Go, Dave.
Yeah, this is classic Trump. Brag when you win and exaggerate the win, whine about losing and blame somebody else. The rules are the rules. He knew it. And we've got a representative democracy, so we select people to represent us. We don't elect people by direct vote to the president. And that's the way it was set up. He chose not to show up because he knew he was going to lose.
All right, Dave, thanks. And again, listen, I don't know if that's the case, and I don't want to make it about Trump, but he is certainly the one that's making a lot of complaints about this. By the way, when he won Florida, he won all of Florida's delegates, every single one of them unanimous.
Right.
Every single delegate in Florida is going to vote for Trump on the first ballot. He only won like 40-some-odd percent of the vote, but he won the entire state. Now, would it be right for the other candidates to say, well, that's not fair. He only won 40% of the vote. He didn't even get a majority of the vote, but he gets all of the delegates. Why is that fair? But you don't hear the other candidates saying that because, well, those were the rules.
The rules are the rules.
All right, we'll continue with your calls in a moment. It's 7:15 on WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. Fairfax, we'll begin with you on the Fairfax County Parkway. I feel like I've been talking about this throughout the morning rush hour. This seems to be the new problem. Still, northbound Fairfax County Parkway before, right as you come up to the intersection with Pope's Head Road. Watch for police to get you around the crash. And I'm looking at delays. Man, they are sizable. So if you normally take that northbound 286, delays almost back near 123. Extra time needed. Southbound, you're okay. Coming past the scene, I'm not seeing any delay in the southbound direction. Southbound George Washington Parkway, south of 123 for the crash. Delays as you come off of the Beltway, so keep alert. Off of 50 through Chevrolet and Riverdale on the BW Parkway, the volume to take us on to DC 295 down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Just seeing that volume starting to build each direction on the southeast-southwest freeway. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue outside of the Beltway through Woodyard and Dowerhouse Road on the brakes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and damp with areas of rain this morning, and it will be wet, but then partly cloudy later in the day, high of 66 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low around 40, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies getting a little colder, though, high around 61 tomorrow. Right now it's 62 degrees in the nation's capital at 716.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
A whole lot of controversy still brewing out there over the Colorado delegate selection process. A lot of the controversy fueled by statements from the Republican frontrunner like this.
This is a great democracy. What we found out in Colorado and in other places, this is not a democracy like we're supposed to have. We're going to make it a better democracy. We're not going to have rigged election.
I asked you what was wrong with that statement. Eric and Ashburn, you get the Dum Dum Lollipop Award today. Eric, you're on WMAO.
Yeah, it's not a democracy. It's a republic. But that also goes to this issue of what's going on in Colorado. And I like the idea that the states get to decide. But the idea behind a republic is you vote the people that represent you. And it just seems a little slimy in a way to not give them the opportunity to vote. I'm not saying this as a Donald supporter, but the big
I'm still unclear, though, Eric. You just said, and I just want to jump on this premise. You said it seems slimy to not give them an opportunity to vote. Who in Colorado in the Republican Party did not have the opportunity to vote?
Yeah.
Well, they had the opportunity to vote in the general election. It was
No. I'm sorry, Eric. I hate to interrupt you, but I'm talking about right here, not in the general election, right here for the nominating process. Is there a Republican who didn't have a chance to have their voice heard?
Well, I don't know. The way that I've been reading this in the paper was that it was decided, the delegate count was decided independent of the vote. And that's the part. You know, this year, it seems like the big story is everyone is rebelling against the party bosses because the Republican bosses haven't been doing the job. And nobody really understands what's motivating them. Is it money? I've been a Republican, you know, I've been voting Republican since the 80s. You know, and I kind of came of age to vote with Ronald Reagan, and I love the principles that that gentleman had. I mean, he knew who he was, and he had a vision, and there was an actual platform. Now, we don't know what causes them to fight for an issue and what doesn't cause them to fight.
Well, I know that there's a lot of suspicion over the Republican establishment, as it's called, and the party apparatus. But, Eric, let's take this opportunity to clear up a lot of the misconceptions. First of all, when you talk about the party bosses in Colorado, the guy who is the chairman of the Republican Party who's now being vilified, and frankly, there's death threats against him now. People are tweeting out his home address and his phone number.
That's not right.
It's he became the chairman of the state Republican Party as an outsider. He actually defeated an establishment guy and said, no, we need to change the way we do things in Colorado. We're not going to be a puppet of the RNC in D.C. He was a reformer when he was elected this last time around, number one. Number two, the way the delegates were selected at the state convention on Sunday was that delegates from voting precincts were sent to that convention.
Okay.
Those delegates at voting precincts were determined several weeks ago at little caucuses in each voting precinct. And if you were a Republican in Colorado and you wanted your candidate or a delegate to represent your candidate, you would go to those precincts and you would have your voice heard and you would make your case. And then you would move on. If you won, you would then move on to the state convention where they selected the delegates to go to the national convention. And by the way, this is very similar to how this entire thing was run way back when the Republican Party was born. Now, is it the normal way that we're used to now in the age of CNN and Wolf Blitzer getting all excited about the polls closing and we're about to give you exit polls and, oh, this is exciting? No, it's not the way we've been doing it recently, but it's certainly the way it's been done, and there's nothing wrong with it. And Eric, in Ashburn, by the way, you're in Ashburn, this is exactly how the Commonwealth of Virginia chose the nominee for governor last time around, Ken Cuccinelli. Eric, are you still there? Eric, Ken Cuccinelli was chosen in a primary in your state via state convention, not from an open primary process. Did you feel like your voice wasn't heard?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Well. I wasn't exactly happy with that outcome.
All right. Well. Listen. All I'm saying is this is not unprecedented.
Right.
It really isn't. And to suggest that it is rigged and to suggest that this is in some way undemocratic. We are not a democracy, and it's strange to me that we have to explain that to the front runner of the Republican Party nomination right now. That to say, oh, well, this isn't a democracy. No, this is what a democratic constitutional republic looks like.
Well, clearly a lot of you want to weigh in on this. More of your calls straight ahead. It is now 7:22.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would go away? Well, they're not going to just go away overnight, not by you wishing them away. No, you got to do something about it, right? Listen, you're a go-getter. You understand that things just don't happen because you want them to happen. You got to go out there, and you got to do something about it. So here's what you do. You call Chamonix, and you get Genucel. It's an all-natural plant stem cell treatment, and it works on the bags under your eyes. It gets rid of that puffiness. I use it. I love it. You will, too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. That's guaranteed. So why not try it? And now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance Event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Jim, how are you? Come on in.
Bill, this is such a great house.
Thanks. You have 3 beds, 2 baths, and wait till you see the pool.
But how'd you get the down payment?
We didn't have to. We called NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA and got a zero down fixed rate mortgage with no private mortgage insurance.
You must be saving hundreds a year with no PMI.
More like thousands. And with zero down, we were able to add the pool. I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy a home, you've got to get NASA Federal's zero down fixed rate mortgage with no PMI. It even works for jumbo loans. Just call 1-888-991-NASA. NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Wow, with zero down and no PMI, we could buy that house Jen liked and furnish it too. But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work at NASA to get a mortgage with NASA Federal. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Thanks for the tip. Now can I see the pool?
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full mouth implant restoration teams in the DC area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the clear choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann, the owner of First Class Plumbing. Tired of answering machines? Call First Class Plumbing and talk directly to a master plumber day or night. 866-98-WATER.
7:25, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, seeing some of these wet roadways not helping the commute, a lot of volume. Now we have a crash in Virginia on the Fairfax County Parkway, northbound 286, right at the intersection with Hope's Head Road, and looks like only the left lane still getting by. Big time delays beginning now before you even get to 123 Ox Road. And if you're on 123, just to make that exit up onto the Fairfax County Parkway, those ramps are bogging down. Speaking of ramps, let's go from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway, that exit ramp that would take you onto inbound New York Avenue, where we have a crash reported. Big delays there now beginning before you get to 450. So coming out of Riverdale, expect that heavy volume. No problems to report out of Annapolis or Bowie. That's good. The Beltway looks like that's going to slow each direction through Largo, topside College Park to Silver Spring. 270, a lot of volume with us this morning, but currently with lanes reported open. Metro Rail, Orange and Red Line, residual delays due to an earlier train malfunction. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front practically upon us. Gusty winds out of the south-southwest will shift around to the west-northwest, and the rain will end, especially by about late morning and midday hours. Partly cloudy this afternoon, 66. The temperature's basically holding steady. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
61 degrees right now, 7:27 on WMAL.
Now, what happened in Colorado is, I'm sorry to say, it's not a trick. It's no secret that Colorado was going to have a convention. And they're going to choose their delegates before the primary. It's not a secret. So it was left to be discovered by people who didn't know.
Rush Limbaugh yesterday right here on WMAL making the case. Right. Wasn't a trick. It was just the way it's played. Betty in Rockville, you're on WMAL. Hey, Betty.
Hey, Betty. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got a couple of things to say. First of all, a lot of these people who are complaining are people who have never been involved in politics, have never worked the polls, who've never made a phone call, who've never, I bet, even donated a dime to a candidate. Yet they want to tell the Republicans how to select their nominee. Well, get involved and learn something. Believe me, the Republican Party in Maryland and in Virginia are looking for people to get involved every day. It's more than just showing up in November.
Betty, I know you have a lot more to say, but we got to leave it there. And I'll just finish it by saying I don't understand what the Cruz campaign did in Colorado that the Trump campaign
couldn't have done. Right, yeah.
They could have done exactly the same thing and gotten the delegates in the exact same way.
I mean, the Donald has even come to realize how bad he is at playing that particular game and not understanding the rules. He's hired this guy, Paul Manafort, who's an old hand, and I think they'll get better at it. They weren't ready.
It's 7:28 on WMAL. The news is coming up in just a moment.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
Coming up after the news, what happened when the lights went out in Annapolis at midnight, thus ending this session of the state legislature. We'll talk to Pamela Wood of the Baltimore Sun about it coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he will sign Noah's Law when it reaches his desk. On the last day of the legislative session, the Maryland General Assembly passed the bill named for Montgomery County Police Officer Noah Leota that will toughen the state's drunk driving law. Officer Leota was struck and killed by an accused drunk driver while on duty one night last December. The law will expand use of ignition interlock devices. Ted Cruz is calling out Donald Trump for, quote, whining about the GOP nomination process, which Trump says is rigged.
Senator Cruz and his campaign are really pushing back hard on those allegations and casting it instead as just Donald Trump trying to distract from what they say is his failures to organize and to learn the somewhat complicated delegate rules in this process. We really saw Senator Cruz really lay into that hard on the campaign trail on Donald Trump.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are starting starting to mix it up again.
Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are fighting like two cats in a bag, slamming each other on guns, Wall Street, and their records. Clinton putting a new spin on an old dig, saying that a lot of guns that come out of Sanders' home state of Vermont are used in New York City crimes, and questioning Sanders' ability to handle the famously aggressive New York City press.
Correspondent Chris Freitz reporting. A new Associated Press GFK poll suggests that a majority of Americans believe none of the remaining presidential candidates represents their own opinions at least somewhat well. In fact, many say they'll be disappointed or even angry if the front runners are nominated. Anne Arundel County Sheriff Ron Bateman plans to return to work today after being charged with misdemeanor assault in an alleged attack on his wife at their home Sunday night. Bateman says he categorically denies the accusations. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,556, the Nasdaq at 48,33. Sports: the Nats keep the Braves winless on the season. The Orioles have yet to lose as they beat the Red Sox. The Wizards blow a lead but then come back to beat the Nets. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's time to score with big savings from Longfence. For a limited time, get 25% off all our quality products. As a family-owned and operated company with over 70 years of experience, Longfence has provided area homeowners with all of their deck, hardscaping, and fencing needs. Financing options are available for qualified buyers. For your free estimate and to take advantage of this limited-time offer of 25% off, visit longfence.com. That's longfence.com.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy, he's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Reserve a seat or relax on a blanket. Bring your own or put it on the tab. However you enjoy a show, Wolf Trap is the place to be for summer's best concerts. New shows just announced. Dolly Parton, Don Henley, Carlos Vives, Boney James, Disney in Concert, Bob Dylan, Ricky Martin, Star Trek Into Darkness with the NSO, and Aretha Franklin. Summer has never sounded better at Wolf Trap. Become a member today and get exclusive access to tickets before they go on sale to the public. Details at wolftrap.org.
Looking for a new home? Get New Homes Guide. You'll see every builder and new home community. The area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. Don't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at Harris Teeter locations and newhomesguide.com.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, the crash southbound south of 123. Looks like that's been cleared, but still watch for the delays on the approach. And 123, looks like you pick up extra volume to get on the Chain Bridge Road down to the Chain Bridge. Seeing the delays on the Clara Barton Parkway off the Beltway. River Road looks slow off the Beltway coming off of the inner loop. but it gets a little bit better once you make your way up toward Wilson Lane. No problems to report right now on the 270 spur, but I'm looking at the delays for everyone coming off the 270. And 270, very little break between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. Slow go for a lot of this commute with the rain and the drizzle. Through Columbia, 29, slow southbound, 32, making your trip eastbound over to I-95 bunched up. In through to the district, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the exit to get you onto inbound New York Avenue with the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front practically upon us, gusty winds out of the south-southwest will shift around to the west-northwest, and the rain will end, especially by about late morning and midday hours, partly cloudy this afternoon. 66, the temperature's basically holding steady. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Vienna, 61 in Silver Spring, and 61 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by New Homes Guide. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM at AM 630.
It's 7:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're starting your day with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will give us unique insight onto some of the bigger stories over the last 48 hours with regard to international espionage, and Tony Schaefer is the man to talk about that. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Overall, it was a good session. We're pretty pleased, but tonight was a little disappointing. And I got to tell you, this morning, all of you and all of us thought that we were this close on real, meaningful tax relief. And unfortunately, the Speaker of the House and the Senate President dropped the ball and failed to get it done.
That's Maryland Governor Larry Hogan early this morning after the legislative session wrapped up at midnight. He wasn't very happy about the fact that there's no tax relief for people in the state of Maryland, and they came close. Joining us on the line right now, Pamela Wood, who covers the Maryland General Assembly and Baltimore County for the Baltimore Sun. Pamela, thanks for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
All right, so I guess you were up late last night, huh?
I sure was.
All right. Well,
thanks
for rallying and making the early call here. The governor seems very frustrated. Now, as I understood it, I mean, the House had a plan and the Senate had a plan, and they just couldn't come together on it, and the governor sounds pretty disgusted about that.
That's correct. We had predicted this would come down to the wire, and it most certainly did. The House and the Senate passed different versions of a tax relief plan on multiple fronts. Both had an expansion of the earned income tax credit, which benefits the working poor. Both had individual tax relief and some corporate tax changes. But the two sides differed on a lot of the details, and about 8 o'clock last night it became clear that negotiations had broken down, and that meant nobody got anything in the end.
All right, so is there a chance that they'll come back? And, I mean, I hear some sort of some talk about the possibility of a special session if they could work out those agreements, you know, now behind closed doors between now and that special session.
Right. Just as soon as the session ended, one of the first things that Senate President Mike Miller suggested was coming back for a special session to address tax relief and possibly a sick leave bill that also failed in the final hours. But that's not likely. It requires two out of the three, the president of the Senate, the governor, or the House Speaker to agree to a special session. And there's just not the urgency. The House Speaker told me last night that probably they would look at this in the interim over several months, come back in January with something everybody can agree on.
And what was the major crux of the disagreement there? Was it how much the tax cut, who gets the tax cut, how you're going to pay for the tax cut? I mean, what ended up being the biggest stumbling block here? Because Larry Hogan, Governor Hogan, in that video posted to the Baltimore Sun from last night at midnight, he seemed very angry and very, very surprised that it didn't go through.
He was. He kind of thought something would happen. He'd taken credit in the last few weeks for changing the conversation to getting lawmakers and Democrats talking about a tax cut. However, there were these ideas did come from the legislature largely, but the House negotiators told me they were firm that they wanted more for middle-income tax earners, and they felt that the Senate was giving too much to high-income earners, and they just dug their feet in, and neither side was willing to give.
Okay. And in terms of the criminal justice reforms legislation that did seem to pass, and you said that in your reporting that Governor Hogan is inclined to sign it, what major difference is that going to reflect in terms of how people are incarcerated, and will there be people who are currently in jail, in prison, who will be let out and put into drug rehab, or is it just for new offenders?
The bill is known as the Justice Reinvestment Act, and it is a sweeping reform to multiple aspects of the criminal justice system. Broadly, some of the key elements include, for first-time and low-level drug offenders, it gives judges an option to sentence somebody to treatment instead of jail. So instead of 6 months in the local jail, you might get sentenced to treatment. There's a belief that maybe you can nip that kind of criminal activity in the bud, and instead of the proper treatment, instead of having people have increasingly bad crimes. There also are some elimination of mandatory minimum sentences for some of the higher drug offenses. And I believe that some people who are in now on mandatory minimums will be able to apply to have their sentence reviewed. There also are some easier steps towards getting parole, kind of a clearer process towards parole for some crimes, as well as some people who are already out on parole and probation. If they mess up, instead of landing back into prison for all of their what they call backup time that they didn't serve, they're going to have some, what they say, swift and certain sanctions. So shorter times maybe landing back in jail, but quicker, instead of sending somebody back for years and years.
And very quickly, Noah's Law did pass in the last few minutes of the session. That's a drunk driving bill named after a police officer in Montgomery County. Very quickly, what does that do?
Yes. Now, if you are pulled over as a drunk driver, if your blood alcohol is as low as 0.08, you're more likely to get an ignition interlock on your car. They have to blow into it before your car will start, and it's a major policy change.
All right. Well, listen, Pamela, again, thank you so much. I know you were up late last night. Thanks for joining us here this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Okay. It is now 7:43 on WMAL.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Well, Washington comes to talk.
I got some great news for you about Zero Res. That's the company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned. They look brand new. They smell fresh. They now do hardwood and laminate floors. They do upholstery. They do tile. They do grout. If it's dirty in your house, that pretty much Zero Res can clean it, and they clean it better than anyone else. And by the way, it's a locally owned. It's operated by Louis and Lindsay Padilla. It's a family affair, so you can always have someone that cares and will ensure an excellent customer service experience. They guarantee their work 100%. And these guys who come in to your home to clean your carpet and your precious furniture and everything, they are 100% master technicians, highly trained company employees. These are not some guys who just got picked up as day laborers for the day. No. They've been background checked. They're drug tested. They're insured. You know who's coming into your home. And Louis and Lindsay, they put their name on it, man. They will stand by it. You can trust this company. You can trust me for recommending them, too. Zero Res. Give them a call. They got a great deal right now. It's the biggest sale of the year, 20% off any Zero Res cleaning. 20% off. Call them now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax County Parkway. I know this is frustrating, so if you can, I want you to avoid, because crews are still dealing with the cleanup of this crash. Northbound Fairfax County Parkway, as you come up to Pope's Head Road, and delays, they are intense. They're almost back near Burke Lake Road. So for those of you that normally take that 286 and push north and trying to get to 66, extra time for sure, trying to avoid in your best interest. Also, 123 affected in each direction. All that because you're trying to merge on to that northbound side of 286. 95 Virginia, Dale City through Newington, heavy early morning crash has been cleared. As you leave Springfield, now onto the inner loop and onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. A lot of heavy volume with the rain and drizzle never helps. 295 slows to get to the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the freeway. Beltway tied up each direction in Largo, Topside, College Park to Silver Spring. 270, the long lineup as you come out of Frederick Urbana and down to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front coming through, and that front will dry us out by about midday. A few rain showers around as we continue to head on through this morning. So a little damp for the commute in. Windy to breezy at times today, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Temperatures hold steady in the middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 degrees in the nation's capital, 747.
Well, you know, it's very clear that in this election cycle, Republicans are sort of squabbling among themselves, and that is being manifested in a lot of interesting ways. Here's an interesting story. It comes to us out of St. Louis from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And it's about Phyllis Schlafly. You know, she's been in charge of the Eagle Forum for some 44 years.
I love Phyllis Schlafly.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's fantastic.
She started this 44 years ago, and she's now 91 years old. And she is making the case that there's a takeover, a hostile takeover, she says, of the Eagle Forum. And people are trying to kick her out, and they're trying to take over the Eagle Forum. And she says it's because I have endorsed Donald Trump.
Huh.
She says, quote, it's disloyal and it's terribly shocking and I'm completely depressed about it. There was a big meeting and it looks as if it's sort of hard to know from looking at all the tea leaves, but it looks like the group's president, Ed Martin, may have been removed as the president of that group. Interestingly enough, on the other side of this is Ann Corey, who is Schlafly's daughter.
Yes.
And she's supporting Ted Cruz.
Right. And Phyllis is actually pushing her own daughter to resign and get out of Eagle Forum.
Wow.
Because of the split. Listen, Phyllis Schlafly created Eagle Forum out of nothing. She was a voice in the wilderness of conservative women fighting against the feminists, the anti-male feminists of the 60s. She was out there. Oh, the things that they say. The stuff they say about Sarah Palin right now pales in comparison to how they destroyed Phyllis Schlafly back in the 60s and early 70s. She's a heroic, courageous, incredibly smart woman. And if she wants Eagle Forum to support Donald Trump, then Eagle Forum should support Donald Trump,
well,
for God's sake.
Because Eagle Forum is Phyllis
Schlafly. Yeah. Absolutely. And listen, I know that they have a board and they have a process and all that stuff, but how disrespectful and insulting to Phyllis Schlafly, a woman who really is an icon.
She's been in the game for a long, long time, and she's seen it all.
I spoke at one of the Eagle Forum's college Republican training things here in D.C. one time, and I thought I was going to make a joke. You know, I always try to start with a joke. You always want to start with a joke.
Yeah,
right?
that you do.
Yeah. So I get introduced to the podium, and I go up to the podium, and I begin to step, and then I stop, and I look around, and Phyllis Schlafly is sitting right next to me.
You said it. What? You didn't want to tell a joke in front of Phyllis?
No, I did. I did my whole bit, and I said, I'm so sorry. This is awkward, but I was told there would be vodka. And everyone laughs, and Phyllis Schlafly says, after the speech, you and me together, we'll get vodka.
It was great. Did you?
Yeah. No, I never ended up getting that vodka with her. I hope I do have a chance to. But I love that she just took the ball and rolled with it and made her own joke.
Well, there you have it. So, I mean, this is emblematic of what's going on in the party right now. I mean, everybody's, taking sides, and tensions are running very high. And even the venerable Phyllis Schlafly is not beyond this.
Let Phyllis Schlafly be Phyllis Schlafly. That's what I say. It's 7:50 on WMAL. Traffic and weather and the business report coming up in just a moment.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Serious about selling your home? You need to call my friend Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank's guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it. Now, a lot of agents make similar promises, and some even try to copy Frank, but they don't have the experience or marketing expertise of Frank Prindle. With over 9,000 buyers lined up and a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers, Frank creates demand, and his homes sell for 8% more than the average agent. Hannah, for example, needed to sell her mother, help her mother downsize, and look at Frank Prindle to sell her three-level Bethesda townhome. Leave it to Frank to receive three offers in less than an hour on the market. 25 offers later, Hannah's mother accepted an offer for 42% above the list. All agents are not the same, so call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Should you worry about identity theft during tax season? Yes. The IRS has reported over $6 billion in fraudulent refunds in a single tax year due to identity theft. Does it matter if you're not getting a refund this year? No. Thieves can use information from your tax documents to steal your identity at any time. Can disguising yourself make you less likely to have your identity stolen? No. Your friends might not recognize you, but it won't help with identity theft like LifeLock can. When you're a LifeLock member, you have access to our team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and calls to make to work to resolve identity theft issues during tax season and every other time of year. Don't wait till you have a problem. Get LifeLock for peace of mind year-round. Membership start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock. LifeLock.
7:53, let's check in at the CNBC News Desk with Courtney Reagan. She's got our business report.
Sorry, guys. Courtney is MIA. Oh. This is John Lesher. And in the news this morning, Verizon's wireline employees are threatening to strike tomorrow. They say talks for a new contract aren't going anywhere. This could impact Fios Internet and telephone and TV service in the District of Columbia and nine eastern states. This is Equal Pay Day. The Census Bureau says a woman earns on average 79 cents for every dollar that a man gets. Stock futures are pointing to a modest bounce back this morning as oil prices rally. They are now near $41 a barrel. A report will be out today on import prices, which are used to measure inflation products traded worldwide. HTC will roll out its new flagship cell phone today. It's called the HTC 10. And Ben & Jerry's is giving away a freebie. Anyone who stops in will get a free single-scoop ice cream cone. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You can start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches, she'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A lot of traffic here. Virginia will start on 395, delays off of 95 across the 14th Street Bridge. No problems to report right now. Beltway, but jammed up through Annandale toward Tyson's. Fairfax County Parkway has been a mess this morning, but literally, I'm just getting word from Fairfax Police. They've just reopened all the lanes northbound 286 Fairfax County Parkway at Pope's Head Road, but big delays as you try to work past the Burke Lake area. On 95, also through Dale City, to Lorton Newington on the brakes. Maryland 95, going to hit those slowdowns as you pass past 32 and through Laurel, and again south of 200, the ICC to merge onto the outer loop delays. Traffic update brought to you by Pella Windows. You can kickstart spring with $300 off per window, $350 off per door. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowsales.com or you can call 877-769-8392. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Right coming through, and that front will dry us out by about midday. A few rain showers around as we continue to head on through this morning. So a little damp for the commute in. Windy to breezy at times today, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Temperatures hold steady in the middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
61 degrees right now at 7:57.
Divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Virginia attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-0000. Or visit online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Fairfax and Arlington.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At Best, your local store have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment. And the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Looking to spruce up your yard this spring with a new deck, patio, or fence? Check out Long Fence. It's the perfect time to take advantage of our 25% off spring savings event. 25% off. Schedule your free in-home estimate at longfence.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by CNBC's Larry Kudlow.
Also, we've got a North Korean in the intelligence office there defecting to South Korea, plus a U.S. naval officer who has been arrested for spying on behalf of China. What's going on here? Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, he knows a little thing about military intelligence. He'll join us after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk.
News.
now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Noah's Law will soon be the law in Maryland. It's in its final hours. The General Assembly passed the bill that will expand Maryland's ignition interlock laws for drunk drivers. The bill was named after Montgomery County Police Officer Noah Leota, who was struck and killed by an accused drunk driver in December. Yesterday, several Democratic elected officials from across Maryland held a news conference to praise the Democratic-led Maryland General Assembly and criticize Republican Governor Larry Hogan. Prince George's County Executive Rush Earn Baker said Hogan had gotten in his way in efforts to build a new hospital and move ahead on school construction. Well, the governor says,
well, you know, we're the ones that funded all the school construction. We put the money in for the hospital. We got it done. So Rush Earn really doesn't know what he's talking about. The two biggest winners in this budget are Baltimore City and Prince George's County. And I prefer they just said thank you.
Maryland lawmakers, meanwhile, also passed criminal justice reform last night, a bill that Governor Hogan says he is thrilled with. The fix is in. Donald Trump says the GOP nomination process is rigged.
It's a rigged, disgusting, dirty system.
Donald Trump sounding off.
It's a fix. They said they're going to do it by delegate. Oh, isn't that nice?
Criticizing the primary system in Colorado after losing all 34 state delegates to Ted Cruz over the weekend. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus taking to Twitter to defend the process, writing, "The rules were set last year. Nothing mysterious, nothing new."
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. A 3-month-old girl was hospitalized in Prince William County this morning with life-threatening injuries, and police say her mother is the one who stabbed her when the baby wouldn't stop crying. Police have charged 35-year-old Leah Arrington of Woodbridge with aggravated malicious wounding. Unions representing more than 36,000 Verizon landline phone and cable workers say they will be off their jobs starting tomorrow morning if the company doesn't agree to a new contract.
The Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers say Verizon wants to freeze pensions, make layoffs easier, and rely more on contract workers. Verizon says there are health care issues that need to be addressed as medical costs have grown. Verizon says it has trained thousands of non-union employees to fill in if the strike takes place in 9 Eastern states and Washington, D.C. Michael Toscano, Washington.
Distracted walking, distracted driving, and more congestion at school drop-offs in Montgomery County all add up to more fatal accidents. And experts say a need for more education.
Parents are often rushing to pick up their kids while students are darting across streets. And Captain Tom Didone with Montgomery County Police says it's just not safe around school zones. Just last year,
we had 15 collisions involving school-age kids within a quarter mile of the school.
He wants to see more education campaigns to make sure parents and kids are using crosswalks and paying attention. Councilmember Mark Elrich would like to see a user-friendly app telling parents and kids the recommended route to their school. Nicole Ross on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama's designating an historic D.C. home that's central to the women's rights movement as a national monument. The White House says the Sewell Belmont House and Museum will now become the Belmont Paul Women's Equality National Monument. Mr. Obama plans to visit that site on Capitol Hill later today. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,556, the NASDAQ at 48,33. Sports, the Nationals win, the Orioles keep their winning streak going, and the Wizards beat Brooklyn. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It's tax time. Get all your affairs in order. Contact Price Benowitz at pbwills.com.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Dale City, Minneville Road, absolutely jammed here for the five-car crash. Eastbound Minneville Road at Cardinal Drive. They were diverting traffic there through the church parking lot. If you're coming around from Spriggs Road, that's going to be your heavy stretch of your delays. Also, Davis Ford Road, that's jammed south of Yatesford Road with the crash. Northbound on the Fairfax County Parkway, still trying to recover. It'll take a little while. The closure no longer. All lanes open. Northbound 286, Fairfax County Parkway at Pope's Head Road. Let's get you in through D.C. here on the 11th Street Bridge. The delays take you to the southeast-southwest freeway with the lanes reported open, but each direction a 295 jam. And that's what we're seeing a lot of this rush hour with the rain and drizzle and the wet pavement intense. Wisconsin Avenue right near Tenleytown. Tenley Circle for the crash in the intersection. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A shot of rain for the morning commute this morning, scattered around in areas. Not a bunch of rainfall, but it looks like the rain extends back on into western Virginia. So still a few hours to go. The rain will taper off later this morning. By this afternoon, the sun may actually pop out. Temperatures, well, they'll hold steady as this front comes through with a west-northwesterly breeze. And then tonight we'll clear it out, fall back to a cooler 40. Tomorrow, sunshine 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Leesburg, 59 in Kensington, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. Burglars cut into the roof of a Brooklyn bank and take off with more than $250,000. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, and about 30 minutes, we'll be joined by the one, the only Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
He's a senior fellow with both the London Center for Policy Research and the Center for Advanced Defense Studies. Actually, that's all one place. The London Center for Policy Research and the Center for Advanced Defense Studies.
But it has a very long title.
All at the London Center. He's also a CIA-trained former senior intelligence officer. You know him, you love him. He's Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And Tony, thanks for joining us. So we got this news yesterday that this former intelligence officer, a colonel in the North Korean military apparatus, had defected a couple of months ago to Seoul, Korea. It just became public yesterday. I got to think, with your background, you were just salivating at the mouth. You'd love to get into the room with this guy, right?
Oh, absolutely. This guy's from the reconnaissance group, which actually does all their dirty tricks. I mean, if anything they do, which is really, like, really dirty, they're behind it. This is kind of a combination, if you will, of their CIA and special operations forces.
So you've had to deal with these defectors from North Korea in your military past. What do you do? How do you handle this?
Well, it's really interesting. The first thing you do is you try to figure out what they know, like what's going on, like right now. What operations can you tell us? Where are your people? What are you going to do next? And then what you got to do, Larry, is actually you got to rebuild these people from ground up. Psychologically, they have been completely from birth lie to about the nature of us in the West. So literally the thing you have to do is once you get the critical information out of them, you got to rebuild their life. And so one of the first things you got to do, believe it or not, is put them on a very rigid schedule to get them, give them some sort of regularity, and then start countering the indoctrination. At the same time you're doing that, obviously, you know, you're trying to be nice, but you're trying to get more intel as well. So it's a very difficult process. These people normally become very suicidal quickly. Once they figure out they've been lied to and everything else. So this guy's going to go through all that, but it sounds like it is the right way. They kept this under wraps. They did a lot of things to get a lot of information out of him, and only now are they talking about it. This is a bad thing, though, Larry. His family's going to suffer. Whatever family he left behind in Korea, I can assure you they will be dealt with severely, and it'll be bad for him.
Well, let me ask you, what motivates them to come across in most cases? I mean, it's having dealt with some of these people, what is their motivation for deciding to defect?
Well, it's interesting. They actually have a whole black market up north, Brian, and it's actually, you might laugh at this, 100 U.S. dollar bills are the currency the North Koreans use for their internal black market. It's really amazing. And what happens is once these guys kind of get in the black market, they start figuring things out like, hey, there's a bigger world out there. Where are all these dollars coming from and what's out there? And this guy in particular, being part of the reconnaissance bureau, probably saw a lot of the realities that were going on in the South and other places. So I think it's that that real conflict that they start figuring out they've been lied to, and they figure that there's something better for them, and I think some of them decide to break. And remember, there's about a – they've cut in half the defectors under the, under the past from past regime, but people still get curious and they come across.
And because of the affiliation between North Korea and China, could this person also be holding on to a lot of information about other nations like China that we might?
I honestly seriously doubt it. But interesting enough, I'm glad you asked the China question. We've actually had Chinese officers defect via North Korea to the South. So it's something that I don't think the North Koreans know a lot about the Chinese, but the Chinese actually have had folks defect to our side from there.
Speaking of China, an unbelievable story also hit yesterday about a U.S. naval officer who is now arrested for passing secrets or classified information to, they won't say, either China or Taiwan. What do you know about this?
Well, I believe it's China. And this is one of the things, Larry, that we tend to forget. Certain countries do practice what I consider generational warfare. And if you all remember the movie with Kevin Costner, No Way Out, the Yuri thing, the idea that someone's indoctrinated from very early on into our system, they do that. The Chinese do that. So I'm not looking at Taiwan at all. This is Chinese. This is Chinese written all over it. And so this guy probably was sent through Taiwan, being our ally, was able to get through, naturalize, and become part of our Navy. But I suspect that this has been going a long time. Again, kudos to the Navy for at least figuring it out, keeping this guy on wraps for the last few months. They probably have been doing a very thorough debriefing. So I think they're reluctant to admit it, but everything I'm hearing is it's China.
I am so glad you're here today because, you know, yesterday we had a chance to study and listen to the words of the leader of the free world as he is interviewed by Chris Wallace on the Fox News Channel. And he was talking about Hillary and the email server, and the president of the United States said the following thing. Listen carefully.
What I also know, because I handle a lot of classified information, is that there's classified and then there's classified.
And he goes on to say, there's stuff that you really got to protect, and there's stuff that, it'd be embarrassing if they found out, but it's really not all that, all that sensitive. It would just be a little irritating to our allies around the world if we actually let it get out there. So I would dine to know what you think about that comment.
Well, I mean, I would use a certain word to describe the president, but I'm sure you guys wouldn't have me back on the show again. Let me put it this way. This guy is supposed to be a professor of law. Any professor of law understands the baseline of understanding of a situation like this, Brian, is the law. And if something is classified, it's classified. And the idea that somehow what Hillary did is, it's just classified. It's really classified, but we can't talk about that. It's completely insane. This is you all probably read the book Animal Farm when you were growing up.
Right.
All animals are equal. Some animals are more equal than others. That's all I'll say about that.
He also, by the way, said that he didn't think that Hillary intentionally, caused any kind of national security harm to this country.
I just can't believe that to be true, Brian. I mean, anyone who purposely with malice aforethought decides they're going to try to keep their information private from Congress, private from the American people, at the same time are warned constantly by State Department professionals that you're doing things which are jeopardizing your security, there's no way to explain that away. So she did do damage, Brian, it's no doubt. The question now is how severe is that damage, and when is the FBI going to release this report?
But this whole idea of, I mean, this seems to be part of their argument here, Barack Obama, the commander-in-chief actually taking this up, it was Hillary Clinton's argument, the whole thing. Oh, it isn't really classified, this is just an overclassification problem. To hear the commander-in-chief do that and sort of give credence to this, there's some classified stuff, but then there's really classified stuff. What does that say to the rank and file? People like you, when you were in the military and you had to handle this information.
Well, you guys know that the DoD bought up 10,000 copies of my book when it first came out, Operation Darkheart. And I'm telling you, we won the First Amendment lawsuit after the end. They tried to take things and say things were classified that weren't. But with that said, clearly, one of the things they went after, guys, was the A in A team. Are you kidding me? Everybody knows what an A team is, but this is where, there's clearly a double standard where people like me and others, and you've got to have other military folks on, we're held to a standard where if it's classified, it's classified, and we'll even go over the top just a little bit to make you think it's classified because we want to prove a point. Here's the exact opposite, where someone's given a big, basically hall pass by the president and said, oh, no, don't worry about it. Whatever she did was okay. And frankly, that also prejudiced the investigation. This is the commander-in-chief, again, a law professor trying to influence an investigation. It's just not right.
All right, we got to leave it there. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, again, his book, Operation Dark Heart, Spycraft and Special Operations on the Front Lines of Afghanistan and the Path to Victory. Thanks. Great to have you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
A little No Way Out reference there, Kevin Costner.
Yeah,
remember that movie?
Yeah.
I just remember the scene in the back of the limo. That's all I remember. You remember that?
No, Sean Young. I'll have to go back and watch.
Gene Hackman was in that, too.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Okay.
8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first of the fives. Jamie Whitten remembers No Way Out. She's also in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I do. I love that movie.
Good flick.
It's an awesome movie.
It's like 30 years old. Isn't that creepy?
I saw that before I was born.
Yeah.
Anyway. Everywhere I look this morning, there is so much volume. When we have that rain and drizzle, it just adds on the time, as you know, living in this area. So what we have, a couple accidents that also complicate the commute. We'll start first in Dale City, Minnieville Road. Eastbound Minnieville Road at Cardinal Drive. 5 cars involved in this crash. What police initially were doing is diverting traffic into the church parking lot, but big delays. Eastbound Minnieville Road as you leave Spriggs Road over toward Cardinal Drive. Just plan for it, please. 95 still through Dale City, Woodbridge, Newington on up to the Beltway and up onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge and the backups. We'll take you in through town, DC 295, as you come off of both 50 BW Parkway. Everyone to go in on the Douglas and 11th Street Bridges in that solid lineup. In on New York Avenue, trying to get there off of the BW Parkway, crash on that ramp. Beltway each direction in Largo, slow. And then through Bethesda, Inner Loop into Silver Spring, Outer Loop as well. We're finding those delays continuing. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's a cloudy, drizzly, miserable morning on your way into work today, as Jamie just pointed out. But it's going to clear up. Partly cloudy later today, high 66 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low around 40. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 61. In fact, it's 61 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by Inova.
Allergies come on fast. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at our 20-plus offices all across Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Let's give you a roundup of things going on in presidential politics these days. Let's talk about the Democrats for a moment. Well, you can file this one under the category of, if a Republican had done it, ..
Right.
Up in New York, Mayor, you know, they're all in New York right now. Hillary and Bernie are, like, fighting tooth and nail for every vote in New York. And Hillary might even lose. That's her state, right? She was a senator from New York.
Right.
She could very well lose. So she's got Mayor de Blasio there in New York. And they're doing a sketch. Why do politicians do sketches?
It never ends well.
And there's an actor, Leslie Odom Jr., who plays Aaron Burr in the Broadway show Hamilton. He's
right
on stage with them. And, well, let me just play a little bit of this, and I'm going to pause it halfway through, but listen to this sketch.
Sorry, Hillary. I was running on CP time. I don't like jokes like that, Bill.
All right, so you hear the boos there.
Right.
And that's the actor who plays Aaron Burr,
who is African-American. Right.
That was Mayor de Blasio, and, he says CP time. Now, CP, listen, it is an outdated and offensive term to call an African-American a colored person, but that's what CP time is supposed to mean. Within the black community, apparently, they use this term CP time, which means that they just run on their own schedule. They're running late, right?
Hmm.
This is what they say in the community. And so he says this, de Blasio, who, by the way, it should be pointed out, is married to an African-American woman, mm-hmm. has a mixed-race child. I don't think anyone is suggesting here by using that term that he is racist. Here is the continuation of that after all the jeers and boos.
Cautious politician time.
There you go. Hillary Clinton participating in
the sketch. She delivers
the
punchline.
Right. She's participating.
Does she not understand, though, that might be viewed as offensive to some African Americans?
Well, I don't know, but a lot of people are yelling. You know, listen, this is a passing story. Some people are annoyed by it. They think it was wrong. De Blasio was on CNN. He says it was clearly a stage show. It was scripted. The whole idea was counterintuitive.
But that makes it even worse that they thought about it in advance and still did it.
Well, it would be worse if it were, you know, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump or Rudy Giuliani participating in this thing. But, you know, they will get a pass because if you're a Democrat or a progressive, you can never say anything that is politically incorrect.
Well, we used to,
political correctness only works one way.
By the way, when I covered the Clinton White House, we used to talk about CT. Clinton time.
Clinton time.
Because he's
okay.
always late.
Well, I guess it does that translate to Hillary as well?
I don't
will
know.
It be
I know.
HD?
She was more prompt than he.
Who's later, by the way, while we're talking about that, Obama or Bill Clinton? Because Obama is late all the time.
He's always running behind.
And who is always punctual? George W. Bush. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if you want
on
a punctual,
the
there you go.
Absolutely.
All right. Meanwhile, also in New York, Donald, you know, you talk about organizational problems, and we've talked about the Colorado thing and the fact that the Trump campaign has some organizational problems. Apparently, the Trump family has some organizational problems. Two of the Trump children, Ivanka and Eric Trump, did not register to vote in time in the state of New York. They will not be able to vote for their own father.
Yeah, and I think it's even worse. I think Ivanka has actually gone out and done videos teaching people how to register to vote.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think that's what I read yesterday.
Listen, Donald Trump doesn't have to worry about it. He's going to win without his children's vote in the state of New York.
But that irritates some people, I've noticed, on social media. Yeah, people are sort of, well, if I can't even get his kids, you know.
Oh, get over it. Yeah, all right, moving on, Ben Carson. You know, we talked about some of Ben Carson's quirkier statements.
He's a lovely man.
He is a great guy.
He's not a very good surrogate.
Seems to be an honest man. He's not a great surrogate. No. He's out there for Donald Trump. You remember he went out there and basically said, you know, Donald Trump wasn't his first choice. Right. This is not how you campaign on behalf of your guy. Well, anyway, he was on this podcast. Excuse me, for BuzzFeed. It's called Kelly and Kafer. And he says, then they say, how can you vote for somebody who described you as a liar and a fraud and a bad man? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. And forgive me. This is I'm just refreshing myself here on what the story was. Krista Kafer, the host of the show, referred to Donald Trump as a liar, a fraud, and a bad man.
Okay.
And Ben Carson pushes back and says, remember, it's not for you. It's not for each of us. We're voting for our children. We're voting for our grandchildren. And then he talked about Supreme Court vacancies and stuff. And he says, either way, Trump can't be as bad as Hillary Clinton. And then here's the crux of it. And I appreciate this right up at the Hill for breaking it down for me. He says, if it were just about me, I'd be completely where you are. I'd say, hey, I got this. I can deal with this. But for them, I can't do it. In other words, if it were just me,
I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump.
I would agree with you. He's a liar. He's a fraud. He's a bad man.
I care about my kids.
Exactly.
Okay.
Which, again, with Ben Carson, you just have to understand what his intentions are. I understand the point he's making. But still, the headlines, of course, hey, I'm actually never Trump, too. If it were just me, I'd be on team never Trump. That's not, you got to be very clear when you're talking to the media or else they will twist your words. And by the way, I am not twisting his words. I told you exactly what he said. It's just, you know, this is how the impression that it leaves. It's 8:23 right now on WMAL Traffic and Weather in just 2 minutes.
We're from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Honey, the magic is here.
We point at junk and it disappears, right?
Point at something.
Even if it's outside?
Anything.
That was fun.
I love this.
All you have to do is point.
The house feels so much bigger.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
It may surprise you know that LeafGuard is not in the gutter business. I mean, you think they are. And indeed, well, they do sell an amazing gutter product. It's a one-piece covered gutter system. But that's what they sell. That's not the business that they're in. See, LeafGuard is in the safety business because their product keeps people off ladders. And that significantly reduces the chance of having some kind of serious home accident. You know, if you're going to have an accident around the home, chances are it's going to involve a ladder. So when you're putting the LeafGuard system in your home, you think about all the amazing features. It's a one-piece covered design that lets the water in, keeps the debris out, comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty, carries a lifetime warranty to never pull away from your home. You don't have subcontractors installing it, only factory-trained employees, quality craftsmanship made in America. I mean, it goes on and on. There are a lot of things here. But most importantly, you need to consider how important it is to keep your loved ones safe around the house. They won't have to climb the ladder to clean the gutters. Right now this month, get $500, up to $500 from LeafGuard for your ugly old gutters. LeafGuard will even haul them off for you. Special financing available. Call today for your complimentary gutter inspection and an estimate. 703-822-5533. 703-822-5533. Find out more at guttersmaryland.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 leaving Frederick. Your delays now beginning after the Monocacy. However, I'm seeing very little break that entire trip to get you down through to the Beltway. A tough go at it on 370 trying to work up on 270 had an incident along the way. Beltway is just tied up here, jammed through Silver Spring, around to Georgia Avenue, inner loop out of Bethesda to go to Georgia Avenue as well. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each way through Laurel and Fort Meade, we have the 32 delays heavy with us with the rain, drizzle, and the road spray. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we'll take you inside the Beltway, in the backups, trying to merge onto New York Avenue. We're at that exit ramp. That's where crews have been dealing with the crash. The last check, still just one lane getting by. Dale City, Minneville Road at Cardinal Drive for the multi-car crash. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A shot of rain for the morning commute this morning, scattered around in areas. Not a bunch of rainfall, but it looks like the rain extends back on into western Virginia. So still a few hours to go. The rain will taper off later this morning. By this afternoon, the sun may actually pop out. Temperatures, well, they'll hold steady as this front comes through with a west-northwesterly breeze. And then tonight we'll clear it out, fall back to a cooler 40. Tomorrow, sunshine 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
60 degrees at 827.
All right, with a lot of talk about transgender bathroom bills, I mean, then this North Carolina thing has just turned into a whole thing where people won't go there anymore because they had a transgender bathroom bill. And here's the thing. If you haven't heard this, there is a decision expected any day now from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals that could well force schools across the country to change their policies. And, more interestingly for us here in this area, it's based on a case out of Fairfax County.
Ah.
There's a young, born a woman,
person.
Now presents as a young man, Caden Ortiz, now 19, senior at a Robinson Secondary School over in Fairfax, born a girl, knew he wanted to be a boy, according to the stories, as early as the second grade. Went on and had some surgery to remove the breasts, and he now takes testosterone. He's allowed to use the boys' restroom in the school where he goes. And it's actually, it was very complicated when he wanted to take gym, he says, because, you know, how do you go to the locker room after gym? And
yeah.
So he was glad when that was all over. But this case could well decide how this law is going to be interpreted or what the law is going to be regarding this kind of stuff for the entire country. I mean, it could well have those implications, especially given the fact that we have a tied Supreme Court right now.
Well, because it becomes a Title IX situation.
Yeah, it does.
And that's the part of the education law that forces people to not discriminate, and they see this as discrimination. And I just want to circle back on one point of this story.
Mm-hmm.
As a high school student, the parents authorized the surgery to remove surgically
yes.
this person's I sure hope that decision doesn't come back to haunt the person and their parents. I see that to be as a troubling development.
Yeah.
It's 8:29 on WMAO.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Coming up on WMAL, Larry Kudlow of CNBC will join us. Also, we've got an update on the D.C. Madam story that you might want to pay attention to. And the latest stabbing is the D.C. Metro. Yes, another stabbing at D.C. Metro. That's coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump is issuing a dire message to his supporters. He says they're getting ripped off. Trump says the GOP nominating system is rigged. GOP Chairman Reince Priebus says the rules have long been in place and should have been no surprise to Trump, and Ted Cruz says his GOP rival is whining. John Kasich, meanwhile, brought his family with him to a campaign appearance last night.
The entire Kasich family center stage at a CNN town hall.
I'm not that great, okay? I'm just, honestly, I'm doing the best I can. But
we're pretty good at respecting us.
Well, yeah, I surrendered to you long ago. I knew that.
The Republican presidential candidate, joined by his wife, Karen, and twin daughters, Emma and Reese, giving voters an intimate look at their life together.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. A new poll, meanwhile, reveals that Americans are not happy with the current crop of presidential candidates, none of them.
A new AP-GFK poll shows that a majority of Americans believe none of the remaining candidates for president represents their opinions at least somewhat well. At least half say they would be disappointed or even angry if frontrunners Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Hillary Clinton were nominated. A quarter say they would be disappointed or angry if both Trump and Clinton win their nominations. Still, another quarter would feel at best neutral. Among all registered voters, 63% said they wouldn't consider voting for Trump, and about half say the same about Clinton. Michael Toscano, Washington.
The Maryland General Assembly has passed NOAA's law, the measure that will toughen Maryland's effort to keep drunk drivers off the road. Lawmakers also passed a measure to bring comprehensive reforms to the state's criminal justice system. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,556, the Nasdaq at 48,33. Sports, the Nationals improved to 4-1 with a win over the winless Braves. The O's go to 6-0 with a win in Boston, and the Wizards get a victory over Brooklyn. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Should you worry about identity theft during tax season? Yes. The IRS has reported over $6 billion in fraudulent refunds in a single tax year due to identity theft. Does it matter if you're not getting a refund this year? No. Thieves can use information from your tax documents to steal your identity at any time. Can disguising yourself make you less likely to have your identity stolen? No. Your friends might not recognize you, but it won't help with identity theft like LifeLock can. When you're a LifeLock member, you have access to our team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and calls to make to work to resolve identity theft issues during tax season and every other time of year. Don't wait till you have a problem. Get LifeLock for peace of mind year-round. Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock. LifeLock.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Clinical trials are important in developing life-saving medicines and treatments. Join us Wednesday, April 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Howard University's Blackburn Center for a free educational program about clinical trials and what it means to be a study volunteer. There will be no study recruitment. For more information and to register, visit awareforall.org or call 877-MED-HERO. This message was brought to you by the Center for Information and Study on Clinical Research Participation.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Camp Springs, northbound on Route 5. As you try to push up towards the Beltway, the accident's going to be near Allentown Road, giving us the delays through that stretch. Suitland Parkway, bunched up, trying to get onto 295. A lot of volume everywhere with the rain and drizzle. 295 North, your delays begin coming off of the Beltway, and that's a continuous lineup if you're heading either towards South Capitol Street, the Douglas Bridge, or the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Same story with the 295 slow trek southbound side. Now, let's get you into Virginia. Crews have been dealing with a multi-car crash in Dale City on Minneville Road. Eastbound Minneville Road at Cardinal Drive. Watch for their direction to get you through. Also, we had some slowdowns on Davis Ford Road southbound. Delays coming off of Yates Ford Road due to the crash. Metro Rail, Red Line, Shady Grove, expect delays because of a medical emergency. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The cold front on the march is going to continue to give us the rain this morning until it pushes through. This afternoon becoming partly cloudy. Windy this morning, breezy this afternoon, mid-60s all day as temperatures basically holding to where we are this morning. Clear down tonight, fall to 40 for the north breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Herndon, 55 in Damascus, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL.
8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry in the house joining us on the line. Our good friend from CNBC, Larry Kudlow. Hey, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, I mean, you know, we have had a conversation with our audience this morning. It's been a very hot topic in political circles, and that was what happened in Colorado, where you have Ted Cruz, who seemed to understand the rules and did his best to take advantage of the rules as they were known. And he prevailed. And Donald Trump saying the system was rigged. I don't particularly see that the system was rigged. What do you think about it?
Well, look, I'm not an expert on the Colorado system, but, I mean, the rules have been out there for a while, and it just seems to me Cruz took advantage of that. And the rules, I think, are lousy rules, okay? It's nothing remotely like a popular election. It's not, you know, it seems like it's almost undemocratic, but it might have been rigged in that sense. But I don't know. Cruz got it. I mean, he saw it. I think the Trump people are moving now, you know, towards a delicate accumulating phase. They got in Paul Manafort, and they actually did very well in Michigan. So, you know, they'll catch up to that process. But you know, Colorado is not a great example of a populist democracy.
And I just want to come back to one thing you said. It didn't appear to be democratic. I mean, and again, I don't want to get into the weeds of the details, but there was a process in place, and frankly, the fact that Cruz did so well means that the grassroots were with him because they were willing to go to those precinct votes, you know, several weeks back. I mean, that's not undemocratic. It's just not what we're used to in the modern age of these big primary nights and Wolf Blitzer getting excited.
Well,
about
I suppose so. I mean, again, I can't argue the details too much. I would just say in general, I much prefer primaries,
right,
where voters get to elect directly. And to me, in Colorado, as I read it, yeah, you had a series of very complicated rules. Yes, there were caucuses, but I don't think there was a lot of room for people to really vote, for the people in Colorado to really make their views known. I just don't think so. I think a lot of those delegates were locked up initially. But look, it was out there. I mean, the rules are the rules, and Cruz took advantage of it. But I would reckon, I mean, I'm not inside this process, but you got a smart guy like Paul Manafort, who I think is not going to let that happen again in terms of the Trump's campaign.
Yeah. Meanwhile, up in New York, in your state, people are going to be voting pretty strong there, it looks like, according to the polls. Is Trump really going to roll as big as it seems?
Well, his numbers are almost startling. I mean, Wisconsin defeat didn't seem to affect his numbers. And I guess I'm looking at a couple of polls. Let's see, the Fox News poll gave him, 54%? And the NBC Marist poll, they both showed him a 30-point lead over Kasich, with Cruz coming in third. So if those are reliable, Trump is about to sweep New York, and I really think that's going to give him a lot of momentum going into the following week, where you've got, you know, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maryland, where he's also got leads in all those states. And again, the question does come down to delegates. You know, New York, you got to win half the vote to get XY Democrats, and it goes congressional district by congressional district. So there's a story yesterday that the Cruz people are aiming at a couple of congressional districts where Trump might not get 50%, and they could get some delegates. But, gee, it looks like a landslide right now.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't see anything that's going to change that. He's also expected to do well in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But it does now appear it's going to be increasingly difficult for him to get all the way to 1237. So, I mean, what's it going to be like when we get to the convention?
I don't know. Let's get to the convention. I mean, I think Trump's numbers, when you say increasingly likely that he won't get to the majority, you may be right.
But at the same time,
if he's going to knock out big wins in the states that we're talking about right now, and if he's able to do likewise when you get to the last, the end of the process in New Jersey and California, I guess I won't know until I know. We won't know until the tallies come in. So, I don't know what's going to happen out there. Well, either they change the rules, which I think would be politically unwise, or you've got a two-person race. If they don't get it on ballot one, they keep voting.
Yeah.
This idea that my friend Paul Ryan is going to be dropped in. I mean, Ryan says he's not going to do it. I think the world of Ryan, but I think it'd be awfully hard to deny, 35 or so million Republican voters their franchise? I mean, what do I know? I've never been in these back rooms, but, boy, that's going to be a tough one to sell. So the risk is the whole party may be split over this.
Yeah, somebody other than Cruz or Trump, and if they bring in somebody who wasn't even a candidate up until now, that would be...
That's the insanity, the insanity of it. But if they change the Romney rule at the last minute, the eight-state rule, you know, I think that's tough. Then why not change the majority?
All of them, yeah.
Right? Let's go to plurality.
Larry, really, really fast. Only got about like a half a minute left, but the Nationals have announced their new racing president here. You know, we have racing presidents.
Yeah, that's right.
They picked Herbert Hoover over Calvin Coolidge. Yeah.
I much prefer Coolidge myself.
Thank you. Exactly.
Coolidge is one of the great supply-side presidents. Tax cuts, spending cuts, deregulation. You know, Reagan put his picture up in the cabinet room, and, of course, Obama took it down.
We are on Team Cal here as well. Thank you. We figured you would have an opinion on that. Thanks.
Count me for Coolidge.
8:43. You know, Kudlow, when he gets to Cleveland at the convention, he's going to nominate Coolidge again.
There
he's
you go.
Throw him up there.
Thanks, Larry.
8:43 on WMAL. Traffic and weather coming up in just a minute and a half.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I got to tell you about Ted Britt. Ford, Lincoln, and Chevrolet. Boy, what a great family the Ted Britt family is. And yes, the family is still running things over there in Northern Virginia after 57 years. I met three of the, I believe they have 17 or 18 sons, the Britt family. I'm not sure. I could be wrong on that, but I met three of them, and they're great guys. And you know, honestly, when you're looking for a car, part of what you're buying is a relationship with that dealership, right? So what do you want in a dealership? You want a family legacy like this? They've been there 57 years. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be there. They're going to be held accountable for the whole process. But all more than that, they've got this great program at Ted Britt called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always going to be taken care of. Every single vehicle, whether it's new or pre-owned, gets standard lifetime vehicle coverage if it's got less than 100,000 miles. Now, that's amazing, and they've also got great deals. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below the competition on Chevys, Fords, Lincoln models, and a great selection, too. They've got seven different locations and over 1,200 vehicles. You know what? Go and schedule a service over there and stop by. Check out their showroom, Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax. You're going to be impressed. Or visit them at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:45 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This rush hour for sure will linger for a while. The Beltway, let's take you Maryland for starters, near Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue Interloop side have had two separate accidents. Delays essentially between Route 4 and 50, the John Hanson Highway, were bunched up topside through College Park, Silver Spring, Interloop coming through Bethesda. 270 has been a long haul out of Urbana and down through to the Beltway. And it looks like along the way, right as you pass 370, that's where we're dealing with the crash and causing those delays on 370 to intensify, merging onto 270. Let's take you into the Georgetown area on 31st Street near the Whitehurst Freeway. Have that closed. Had some police department activity. George Washington Parkway, southbound. Delays are now south of 123, but a solid trip. Head toward the Key Bridge and in through to Georgetown. 395 delays out of Newington to the 14th Street Bridge. Along the way, two incidents. So you can see we're busy and a lot of incidents still popping up. Minneville Road, eastbound at Cardinal Drive, crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front practically upon us. Gusty winds out of the south-southwest will shift around to the west-northwest, and the rain will end, especially by about late morning and midday hours. Partly cloudy this afternoon. 66. The temperature's basically holding steady. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 degrees in your nation's capital. It's 8:47, and you're listening to WMAL.
Here's a compendium of some things that are happening in the District of Columbia that are sort of interesting. Let me get this one out of the way. Yesterday up on Capitol Hill, 400 people arrested. Now, I've covered a lot of protests in this town over the years. It's pretty rare that 400 people get arrested. They were talking about the need for a more transparent election system and remove big money and politics from the world of politics. But 400 people decided they were going to go to the jail.
Yeah, they rolled the buses up, and I saw a report sometime yesterday as this was trending on Facebook that the Capitol jail, they have a jail there.
I'm aware.
And it was, oh, really?
I've never been there. But yes, they have a jail.
Nancy
they have
Pelosi
one,
said,
they have one at National Airport that I am familiar
yes,
with, but that's a longer story for another time.
Intimately, yeah, right, like a Turkish prison. anyway, they got it overflowed. They were full. They filled up the Capitol jail yesterday with these protesters. These protesters come all the way. Why is this the group they decided to arrest and cart away? Did they break some rule? Did they not have a permit?
Generally, what happens is you have a protest, and then a few people agree to be arrested, and they're carted away, and basically given tickets and told that they were resisting arrest, and you know it's civil disobedience. But usually it's a small number, sort of to make the point. Mm-hmm. It's rare that 400 people actually will go through the process, yeah. But that happened yesterday. Other story that I'm everybody's sort of looking at with a great deal of interest. There's this guy. He's an attorney, and he's the ex-lawyer for D.C. Madam Deborah Jean Palfrey. And he has all of the phone records for this escort service that the madam ran. And he's been wanting to release the names of people who used the service. Mm-hmm. And he's been prevented from doing that because of a restraining order that's in effect. He even went to the Supreme Court and said, let me release these names. And they said, no, you can't. Well, yesterday he released the names of some organizations that had called. And among them were, the Archdiocese of Washington, the Department of Health and Human Services, the FBI, the General Services Administration, the U.S. Army Training and Doctrine Command, IRS, National Drug Intelligence Center, U.S. Coast Guard. It goes on and on and on, a whole list of people. Embassy of Japan, Bethlehem Steel, Constellation Energy, Hewlett-Packard, Johns Hopkins University, Washington Gas. But he has not yet released the names, and he says, he hints around that it could have implications for the 2016 presidential election.
So, it could be Hillary Clinton.
I don't know.
Yeah, or Bernie Sanders. They're all Democrats that call madams, right? Look at Elliot Spitzer. According to a local news report, by the way, there's 174 different entities, but, of course, there's no indication as to exactly why those entities were calling the D.C. madam. I mean, the Archdiocese could have been reaching out and saying, hey, you're a little late on your donations, or we haven't seen you here at the Sunday Mass recently. It's time for confession. We don't know.
We just don't know.
We just know that they called.
That's right.